Isaiah chapter 60, today's first reading, forms such a wonderful foundation for our contemplation of the Epiphany, of God revealed in Jesus Christ to the nations represented by the Magi, those pagans who recognized the presence of something great and something awesome when Herod only recognized the presence of a threat in his own paranoia about his throne. And in that wonderful song and Isaiah chapter 60, we see Jerusalem as summing up all the hopes of the people of Judah, of their return and also of the return of the far scattered people of Israel to the one center of faith, the one trusted encounter that they had with God, which was the encounter with God in the temple at Jerusalem. And later on in Isaiah, by Isaiah chapter 66, we also find that Jerusalem stands for God himself, God at his most nurturing and nourishing, which in Isaiah chapter 66 is described in terms of a mother nursing her beloved child and playing with the child at her knee. So the full maternal nourishment which God offers is also represented to us by Jerusalem, the place where God's people come to encounter God's presence. And now in Matthew's Gospel, we find that it is no longer merely a place which forms this encounter between God and God's people. It is Jesus. That the encounter has shifted from a place to this young baby, to this human being, totally transcendent in God as well. And so our encounter with God moves from places of pilgrimage to also embrace our fellow pilgrims as relationships through which we can encounter God. The Magi point the way, relating to the Christ child, relating to the baby Jesus, and recognizing in the child Jesus through their gifts, divinity, compassion, and of course, the future passion, the future nurturing and nourishing by his own blood that would be poured out for us. So they recognize the fullness of the encounter between God and humanity is in this little person, this child they have come to see. The emphasis in Scripture moves away from place and to people. So the Epiphany, the recognition of Jesus as Lord, is nourishment for us to recognize God at work in one another and through one another as fellow pilgrims who already have come to the end of our pilgrimage, who already have arrived at the place to which we are on our way. And it is this strange paradox that surrounds us as Christians. Yes, we are the pilgrim people. We are the Magi of the many nations, pilgriming to encounter Jesus Christ, pilgrimaging to encounter the revelation of God in our midst. And at the same time, we are already there, worshipful in the presence of God. We have already reached the end of our journey. Every time we come together as the community of Christ, every time that community rejoices in Christ present to it through the sacraments, and every time that same community is nourished by that which they recognize and rejoice in, when they receive the fullness of God's presence in the nourishment of bread and wine, in the nourishment that goes deeper than a mother nurturing her child and feeding it at her bosom. The nourishment which is the actual outpouring of Christ's blood and the giving of his body to us. So that nurturing picture that we find in Isaiah 66, which builds on Isaiah 60, our first reading today, reaches its fulfillment and reminds us and nourishes us as the pilgrim people of God, who come to the end and the fulfillment of our pilgrimage over and over again, to be strengthened and deepened in that pilgrimage. The encounter with God is not a place. The encounter with God is the person of Jesus Christ. And because the fullness of Christ is given to us by grace through the sacraments, we become that place of encounter for one another, as we reflect and we echo what is given to us in one another's lives. And it is that echo of revelation, that epiphany, that allows us to see and honor in each other as brother and sister, as fellow pilgrims, also the joyful community which has reached its destination, which has come to its place of pilgrimage when we meet one another, when we encounter one another as Christians, not only in worship, but in the living of our daily lives, daily lives transformed and transfigured by the presence and the revelation of God streaming through our words and our actions to give all people the hope that they need to draw to the mountain of God, to the city of God, the new and eternal Jerusalem, present to the world through the presence of each believer. Present to the world as believers gather, as the pilgrim people who have found their destination in worship and in reception of the sacraments. What is revealed to us is that Jerusalem is not a place. Jerusalem, at its best, most transcendent, most nourishing, and most nurturing, is a person, is you, is me, are one another. Amen.